Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, night, wherever you're watching this. Welcome to the, I'm now calling this the Graham Show. That's very tongue-in-cheek, believe me. You got to get British humour. So welcome to the Graham Show. How you doing, guys? Today is Monday, November the 2nd. And this is my not-so-spiritual podcast video blog where I just rant on and talk about things. And feel free to listen or not, or share this or not. But hey, I really trust you're having a great day wherever you're at today. Today's Monday, my day off. So been for a lovely walk with Leah and Aggie and Dylan in the woods quite early this morning. Beautiful day, kind of cold but windy. Beautiful New England day. Lots of leaves out. Doing a few things in my home office, and I am about to go for a coffee at my local cafe and maybe take Sandy for his first drive in a vehicle later this afternoon. So plans for my day there. Hey, let me mention a couple of things. Wednesday evening this week, I'm going to be doing a live Bible study. I'll be doing that in person in Sturbridge Worship Center, but also video broadcasting that live online. So my website, ggm.org, or any of the churches that I'm involved in leading. So I'll probably be doing worship around about 7 and a teaching at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to talk about something, I'm not even sure what the title is, something like permission, blessing, and advice. I'm not even sure what this means, but years ago, somebody came to see me and asked me something and went away, and I was praying about it afterwards. And I felt the Lord say to me, the people often come asking you for your permission when they should be coming asking for you for your advice, and then they'd get your blessing. And I wrote that down, and I'm going to try to meditate it out this week. But I think that's quite often true. Very often somebody would come to me and say, Graham, can I do this? And I'll kind of go back to them and say, well, can you do this? And at a time I'm saying to people, well, I don't rule the world. You don't need my permission to do that. But here's what my advice would be. Or here's what advice wouldn't be. And, you know, I'm going to bless you no matter what you do. But it doesn't mean I'm necessarily blessing what you do. So I want to talk about, it's not my permission, but God's permission, God's wisdom, and God's blessing, and how we can align all three in our lives. So going to be interesting there. Hey, this coming weekend, I will be in Mass in Sturbridge in the morning, and then in the Berkshires in Otis in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon. So good. Hey, let me mention again, I have thought I was going to do a Europe trip, at least one in this fall season, but the UK have now moved into full lockdown, and so is France, so that is off. But I am open to, I have a couple of time slots. I'm going to be booking dates for Europe in early 2021. So if you'd like to do something there, God willing, I'd love to be there in January of 2021. So any friends over there open to do some things? I'm looking at doing a teaching day. I'd love to actually do some, I know the weather's not that great in January, but some crusades, some missions, some open air things there as well. So talk to me if that's something you're interested in. Good. Hey, well, as many of you know, tomorrow are the elections here in the United States, November the 3rd. And oh boy, I'm actually going to be really glad when this is over. And let me rant on and give you a few thoughts for those. But I actually think the main thing is, you know, elections are important and they have consequences, but they're not that important. And I know that's blasphemy to some people to hear, but loving God is more important than the elections. Loving your brother and sister is more important than the elections. Loving the people around you, loving the world, fulfilling the mission of Jesus is more important than the elections. This week it is the US elections. It's my birthday. And on Saturday, I'm going to be preaching the gospel out open air here in Sturbridge in the Common. That's the thing I'm most excited about. That's the thing that is more likely to shape lives for eternity than any election or than my birthday, to be fair. And I know I woke up here this morning and I heard, people are panic buying again. Probably toilet paper will soon be out of stock, all of these things. And I was thinking about this on my walk today. A lot of people are talking about, will we have a civil war here in America? You know, if the losing side doesn't accept the winning side. And again, I'm not prophesying. I don't know. I don't believe we're going to have a civil war. I think whoever wins, and that could be a process to find out who wins, there's going to be some people upset on the other side, but there always have been. And, you know, to be fair, that for the last 4 years, there's been a whole group of people wandering around saying Trump is not my president, which I think they should be ashamed of. But to be fair, for the 8 years before that, there were a lot of people, including Christians, I'm ashamed to say, wandering around saying Obama is not my president. And Obama was your president and Trump was your president and maybe, or Mr. Biden maybe. So I think we've got to be grown up. Frankly, what I want to see the church do is set the example. We should be discipling nations. We should be saying to the world, here's how mature people who walk in love, here's how citizens of heaven react in these things. And, you know, quick thought today, but I am much less fearful or bothered about a civil war than I am a war on civility. And if there's been a casualty, if there's been a war in the last days, weeks, months, years, it's often a war on civility. And I know that's an old-fashioned word, but I believe it's a godly word. And by civility, I mean that we can disagree in a civil fashion, that we can separate, that I may disagree with you about this passionately, but I'm going to treat you with love and respect. Again, I think one of the things, and it saddens me, I haven't seen the church breakthrough in this realm and this year either, but one of the things we want to model is civil discourse, civil communication. And again, by that, I'm not talking about civilian civil. I mean just being civil, being polite, being loving, being respectful. And I think the casualty, the largest casualty, is it possible there's going to be, you know, some riots or some things? Probably, yeah. I think those are more likely going to be the kind of things we've seen with Antifa or Black Lives Matter, you know, people smashing in, you know, jewelry stores in New York City or whatever. That's not social protest. That's called looting, okay? It's just wrong. And, I think we should be praying for peace and, frankly, pray for our police officers because they're the ones, while everybody watches this on TV and pontificates, they're the ones who've got to go in there and stop this thing. We should be praying for law enforcement there. But again, I just want a quick thought with you today. I think we should be fighting for civility, fighting for love, fighting for respect in the way we talk to each other. And I've been saddened to see, again, I want to talk about my crowd, talk about the church, the kingdom people. I've seen a lot of uncivility, people lacking in civility this year. Frankly, I've seen a lot of bigotry go on even within the body of Christ in this last year that really saddens me. I think some of the level of bigotry we've seen, and I use that word, frankly, it's a light word compared with what we've seen go on. I think in the last, I'd say about the last 15 years, we've seen a lot of bigotry creep into the academia, into colleges, high schools a little less, but especially the colleges, into some of the media, where many colleges have become a thought-free zone, a place where they've said to students and even to teachers, even to tenured teachers, if you don't agree with this particular politics, we will persecute you. We've seen people deplatformed because they dare to question, is this actually true or actually not true, and persecuted. And that level of hatred and bigotry is wrong and disgusting. Frankly, I've seen that happen in the church in 2020, and it really saddens me. I mean, I have a zero tolerance policy for anybody, you know, in my church, anybody I see just, I mean, I'll give you an example. In the last few weeks, I've seen people post things like, if you don't vote for Trump, you're not a Christian. Yeah, that's a disgraceful thing to say. You know, no matter how strongly felt your politics are, you don't get to decide who's a Christian and who isn't. Somebody's a Christian because they've come to Jesus in repentance and placed their faith and trust in him. End of. You don't have to be red or blue or vote for Boris or Mrs. Thatcher or whoever to qualify. And we don't get to decide who is a believer and who is not. And I think, again, we need that civility that says, I am passionate. I mean, personally, I'm really, I can't describe the level of passion and deeply felt conviction I would have about the subject of abortion. I think abortion is murder. I'm not condemning any young lady who does that. I'm not condemning even a doctor who goes through that. I am saying as a society, I believe we should look at that In the same way, the German society should look at the murder, the Holocaust of millions of people. And I'm passionate about that. But I know at times some of my brethren, people I love in God, would say, yeah, well, one side hasn't done a lot more than another, and I'm against that too, Graham. But I'm also passionate about education. I'm passionate about fighting racism. Here's my point. Let's stop judging each other. We're not called to judge. Let's make our arguments, make our causes, make our cases. But bigotry is when we decide, if you don't agree with me, I am going to... beat you up. I don't think Christians are doing that, but I'm going to beat you up verbally or insult you or belittle you. What I've seen go on a lot in 2020 is a kind of form of intimidation where some of the people who are on a different spectrum, let's say regarding COVID or wearing masks or whatever, they're afraid to come out in public and say, actually, maybe this could be a good idea. That's a valid opinion. And you may agree with it or not. I'm not sure at times where I think with all of these things, but I will fight for any fight. I will contend righteously, verbally, for anybody's right to have their opinion. And I think I think the body of Christ should be modeling how we talk about things, how we model civil discourse. I think we overturned slavery because people like William Wilberforce and, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. modeled civility. They weren't insulting and castigating people. There was a peaceful protest, like a sit down in a way, things like that. And I'm not a pacifist in that sense, but I think there is much to be said by the church engaging in discourse in a way where we're not belittling people. I think at times what we also see, and I respect this as well, but is some people, and I know folks like that, I know some leaders like that who say, you know what, this stuff is so toxic, so poisonous, so divisive that we shouldn't even go near it. And I think that's right when people take that choice personally. But I don't think we should, whenever we start imposing that view, the view that we shouldn't just talk about these things, whenever we start imposing that on somebody else, that's bigotry. Yeah, we've then decided I'm so right that I'm going to impose that on you. And again, I think we've got to have this love, this respect. So what will happen in the election tomorrow? Let me prophesy. The sun will rise. Jesus will be the only savior of the world and God is good. And the mission of the church will be the same, to preach the gospel to every creature and to show the world by our love one for another that this is real, that he's transformed our lives. And whether there's a clear answer tomorrow or that plays out in the courts over a few days or weeks, let it be. But let's pray. Let's stand up for peace. Let's model unity. I love, forgive me, Americans, if I'm getting it wrong. Is it the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution? I think it's the Declaration of Independence that begins, again, forgive me if I'm wrong. It begins, we the people. And we the people recognize that these rights we have come from God. And my point is, the very first words are we, the people. And I think whenever America stands up and looks at and has a discourse that says we the people, not you the Republican or you the Democrat, and we begin pointing finger, but we talk in the we, not in the other, the you, the immigrant, the you, the person of a different skin, you, the person of a different belief. Let's be we the people. And I think we the people, and if we truly are a nation under God, we can work things out. We can work out the answers for our generation to pass a better America on to our kids. We've got to have that we the people discourse and stop, as so much of the media does, frankly, at times, pointing the finger and talking about the other and demonizing somebody. Come on, my last thought here, and it's really true of social media, but it's very easy to demonize somebody when they're not in the room with you. When you talk about them and then somebody else talks about them and we reinforce our confirmation bias. It's really easy when you keep talking about somebody and they're not present to believe how wrong they are and how on earth could they believe this and whatever. But when you actually sit down and break bread with them, you find, Sting wrote a song. I'm not a big fan of Sting, but Sting wrote a song years ago about Russia and, you know, the Cold War. And I'm probably misquoting this, but he ends the song with something like, "What could save us, me and you, is if the Russians love their children too." His point was, what will stop us having a Cold War will actually be you know, Charlie and Mary in England or whatever, but also Boris and, you know, Tatiana or whatever in Russia, who both love their kids and both want the right things. And I think if we, my point is sometimes in social media, things like that, it's so easy for people to get into disputes or whatever. But when we actually sit down face to face, you know, I have a rule as a leader that served me so well for many, many, many years, is I refuse to have anything near an important conversation with anybody by text, even by phone if I can, you know, by email, by a little thing, because it just goes off so weird and it's so easy. I refuse to let people write me letters. Pastor Graham, I'm upset, so I wrote you a long, long letter. When somebody sends me that, I will send the letter back to them. And I'll write, hey, I value your opinion so much that I want you to come in and let's meet and you share with me. I want to hear your heart. I want to see your eyes. I want to hear the heart behind the words. But then I want to also share my heart with you as well, because everybody feels brave when they write a letter. And I know that's a blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And God wants us to be literally the peacemakers in this generation, the people who bring the shalom of heaven down into the world in which we live. Boom. Well, that's my little rant for the day. And you can write me in the comments and tell me everywhere I'm wrong and how I should vote for your favorite candidate, whatever. Hey guys, I love you and I'm cheering you on and I'm cheering America on as well. And, you know, let me say that as a non-American as well, the world needs America and the world cheers America on. And I think the world wants to see America do well because, you know, when America sneezes, the world catches a cold. Truth. And I think, you know, the world is not looking to China for moral leadership right now. And I don't know if Europe's able to provide that. And I think the world still looks to America to see a country living out values that were based in godliness. So let's be the best version of ourselves and pray for our nation, as I'm sure you're doing. So I love you guys. Bless you. And I'm going to have a teaching out later today about foundations again. We'll be talking about life after death. Ding, 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 ding. So that's going to be fun. That will be out around about 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. So I love you guys. Have a great day. Go vote. Go pray. Go vote. Go love. That's all I'm saying. Bye for now.